Chunking involves a grouping of separate bits of information into a larger single unit, that is, chunks. So, for instance, a phone number, 95801973, can be chunked into two bits, 95801973. The purpose of chunking is to increase the capacity of short-term memory, which explains how it's enhancing our memory. Now, rehearsal, on the other hand, involves consciously manipulating information to either retain or maintain it in short-term memory, or to transfer it to long-term memory to aid the storage and retrieval processes. There's two types. We've got maintenance and elaborative rehearsal. Maintenance rehearsal involves simply repeating information, often subvocally, to retain the information without adding meaning or linking it to material in the semantic network. And this keeps information in short-term memory longer, so it increases the duration of SDM. Maintenance rehearsal can also be used for visual or spatial information by creating a mental map. But a limitation of maintenance rehearsal that the information is not retained in long-term memory. Elaborative rehearsal is far more effective. Elaborative rehearsal is a process of making new information more meaningful by linking it with material already stored in long-term memory. And this aids the storage and later retrieval process from long-term memory. Similarities of maintenance rehearsal and elaborative rehearsal. Well, both involve mental repetition of items. Both improve our memory, they're memory enhancing, and both may lead to encoding. The differences between maintenance and elaborative rehearsal. Elaborative rehearsal is an active process. Maintenance rehearsal is a more passive process. Elaborative rehearsal involves the meaning of information. Maintenance rehearsal doesn't involve the meaning of information. Elaborative rehearsal involves linking information to other material that's already in long-term memory. Maintenance rehearsal involves no linking of information to other material.